This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll call a Public Utilities Commission meeting to order. It is June 10th, 9:30 a.m., room 413, State Capitol Building. This is Chairman Nelson. We have Commissioners Hansen and Feagin present in the hearing room. We will begin with approval of the minutes of the meeting held on May 13th.
Move to approve.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Consumer reports from Deb Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. The commission received a total of 84 contacts since the last report was prepared for the May 25th, 2021 commission meeting. 20 contacts related to telecommunication services, 30 contacts related to electric service, 6 contacts related to natural gas service, 7 contacts related to wireless service, 5 contacts related to the Do Not Call Registry, 5 contacts related to wind energy, 10 contacts related to issues that are not regulated by the PUC, and 1 contact was referred to One Call. 912 of the 928 contacts received in 2021 have been resolved.
Thank you. Questions?
Ms. Gregg, this is Commissioner Feagin. Just a quick question on the 20 telecom contacts. I feel like that number is kind of high. Is that unusually high, and is there certain things going on?
There's definitely certain things going on. We had a cut down in the Valentine area, which prompted several phone calls to our office, and an outage in Silver City, which prompted some contact calls to our office for help. So that boosted up those numbers.
Okay, thank you. And thank you to the staff that are working with those citizens. Thanks.
Other questions?
You bet. And everyone is back on with those telecommunication issues. So.
Hearing none. Deb, thank you.
Bet.
Unless there's any objection, I think we are going to take all of these interconnection agreement amendments as one. And so in TC 21018, 019, 022, 024, 026, 027, we will turn it over to Mr. Topp.
Thank you, Chair Nelson. Jason Topp from CenturyLink. Docket 21-18 is adoption of an existing ICA with the CLEC clear rate communications. The remainder of the dockets are amendments to interconnection agreements to incorporate changes in unbundling rules ordered by the FCC, similar to many other amendments we've had before the commission. We'd request approval of the amendments and the adoption in 21-18 and are available to answer questions.
Thank you. We've got Jim Kramer on the line from Northern Valley for 24. Jim, go ahead. Jim, we're not hearing you.
I'm sorry, I had my mute on.
There we go.
Jim Kramer with Vance, Gosch & Kramer in Aberdeen for Northern Valley. Northern Valley recommends that the commission approve the amendment to the Interconnect Agreement.
Excellent. Thank you. I appreciate your being on. We will go to staff. We'll do Eric Paulson first.
Thank you. This is Kristen Edwards for staff. Staff has reviewed the filings and recommends approval of the interconnection agreement and the interconnection amendments in the other dockets. Thank you.
Oh, you're speaking for everybody.
Sure.
May I just add, this is Amanda Reeson. Kristen Edwards may always speak for me.
Oh, wow. We are moving along today. Questions from the commission? Hearing none, is there a motion? I will move in TC 21-018, 019, 022, 024, 026, and 027 that the commission approve the amendments to the interconnection agreements. Discussion, and in the case of 18, for the interconnection agreement itself. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you all. That brings us to EL 21-013 in the matter of the filing by Northern States Power Company doing business as XL Energy for approval of revised welcome brochures. We have heard this one previously. I had some questions which XL responded to in writing, but we have an XL representative in the room with us, and so I think it would be most appropriate that we hear directly from him. Mr. Kolbeck.
Yes, thank you, Commissioners. Thank you for having me here today. Since we didn't get it taken care of the first time, I thought maybe just coming out here was the best thing to do. We do have other people on the line in case you have more questions, but hopefully we can get this approved today, and we'll do whatever we need to make sure that everything is taken care of. Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, I'll just make a comment. Obviously, you know, your request was to approve a revised welcome brochure, and certainly no question with that. The issue that was raised is in that brochure it talked about that in certain circumstances XL was capturing customer health information. That seemed odd to me, and in this time when companies all over are capturing all kinds of information that frankly they maybe don't need, that was just a red flag for me. And so I asked the question exactly what and why, and you've answered that, and I didn't find any red flags in those answers, and so appreciate that. Open it up to any other commissioner questions or motions.
Mr. Chairman, in EL 21-013, I move that the Commission approve the revised welcome brochures.
Discussion on the motion.
Well, as I said before, I wish they had these when I first was getting utilities. A lot of great information in it. Thank you.
Additional discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Mr. Kolbeck, thank you.
Thank you.
That brings us to EL 21-017 in the matter of Otter Tail Power Company's petition for approval of phase-in rider rate. And the question is, shall the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $250,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in review of this filing, commencing from the filing date? And in this case, we're going to go to staff first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Amanda Reese for staff. Staff just requests the commission impose the statutory filing fee in this docket.
Thank you. Otter Tail.
Good morning, Chair Hansen and commissioners. This is Lynn Walters from Otter Tail Power. Otter Tail agrees with the filing fee assessment in the amount of up to $250,000 to account for actual expenses incurred for our third annual phase-in rider filing.
Thank you. Questions from the commission? Motions?
Chairman Nelson, I move that EL 21-017, that the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $250,000 to account for actual expenses occurred in review of this filing commencing on the filing date.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to items for commission discussion. At a previous commission meeting, we had some discussion on a possible periodic progress report for wind energy facilities. Staff has provided for us and to the public a template of what such a report might look like, all with the thought of assisting the commission in making sure that permit conditions are in fact complied with in a timely manner. With that, I'll turn it over to staff for a further discussion.
Thank you, Chairman. This is John Thurber on behalf of staff. We've filed that report, and I believe it's listed on the main PUC webpage, so if other folks want to follow along and review it, they can as well. We tried to make it as short as possible, but still get the information that we need, and I think we were able to accomplish that. It's a one-page report. Maybe in a busy month it might flow on to the second page, but we're looking for activities completed, planned activities, project contacts, and permit compliance. So this is hopefully will help the projects follow and communicate and track their permit compliance. It should be a good tool for the community that's interested in the project. We've provided this to the parties that we thought would be interested. We received one comment, and that comment was it's very similar to what they have to do in Minnesota in terms of monthly reporting, and they had no objections, and they felt as though our request was reasonable. Otherwise, we'll stand by to see if any other interested parties have comments on it, but we just wanted to provide the commission a template to consider, and we're available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that report, and obviously my first question was going to be, Mr. Kenneke and Ms. Pullman-Rogers aren't here, and I'm wondering, if they'd had a chance to review this. I take it that they have.
Yeah, we sent them a copy of the report on Friday. We have not heard back from them. Brian Murphy from Crown Ridge responded back with the comments regarding the Minnesota similarities. But no, we have not heard from either one of the previous parties.
Okay, thank you. So my question then is, how frequently do you anticipate this being filed? Give me just, and I suspect that maybe those frequency levels may change throughout a process. What are you thinking?
So what we would propose would be quarterly from when the permit's granted until it's under construction, and then during construction monthly until the project's completed, and then after the project's completed, we would suggest quarterly until reclamation is completed. So that's kind of the time frame that we were looking at. What shaped that was, we had Crown Ridge over in the eastern part of the state that was completed, in essence, in less than 6 months. So without getting monthly reports, if we were to ask for quarterly reports, we think, it would lose some of the benefit. We wouldn't be getting regular updates. So that's what drove the request. We did struggle with it. Monthly may be, it caused some concerns. But, given the speed that these facilities can be constructed, I think it's necessary.
Let me just make a couple of comments. First, I think what you have laid out makes perfect sense to me for timing. And the simplicity of this report, I mean, frankly, even if you're doing it monthly, it's going to be a cut and paste and change some numbers, and it's going to be hopefully a five-minute deal to fill out. The other thing that it really strikes me is I think this is really going to be helpful in maintaining a more positive relationship between the project and folks in the area. When the project knows, hey, yeah, we got to report to the PUC anything that's outstanding. And I think that's going to be just a subtle, reminder to project folks. So, we need to keep up with this and take care of the folks in the area. So I see that as a benefit along with helping us do what we need to do. So I guess from this commissioner, double thumbs up. But other questions, comments? Commissioner Feagin.
First of all, thanks to the staff for bringing this forward and for really bringing a great template that just what Commissioner Nelson said, it's extremely simple. What I do like about the template also is that it has project contacts and when they've been contacted. So your public liaison, I believe, would be filling that out, or Deb Gregg and her department if we chose not to have a public liaison in that project. Love the check list is perfect. Developers all operate differently, and I think you have noticed that. The staff has noticed it. Of course, we have. And this checklist allows for some consistencies in making sure the public interest is adhered to. Thanks, staff.
Additional.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate staff bringing this forward. My first inclination is not to support additional regulations. I'm not thrilled about businesses being encumbered by bureaucracy with more and more and more regulations, and additional regulations usually mean that costs increase because additional work is being done in order to provide those regulations. However, as has been pointed out, this is a pretty simple chart to fill out. Additionally, there's been uncertainty that, rather than asking staff about that uncertainty and get whether there has been in the past and getting a very strong yes, I'll just simply say from this commissioner, and I'm sure the other commissioner's experience, there's been uncertainty when folks have come before us with concerns and complaints regarding projects that have taken place in their arena, in their area. And I think this will definitely eliminate some of the mystery that we have had in whose eyes are being 2020 and whose are being a little bit shaded by their own I'll try not to to cast stones here, but we have had situations where I would really have appreciated having this type of chart in front of us, because it tells us very clearly and succinctly what has taken place, what is taking place, and what needs to take place. So I very much appreciate the thoughtfulness in bringing this up. I'm sure you have had the same consternation that we have as commissioners when we're trying to figure out just exactly what has been taking place and what needs to be done. And as you know, a few times I've actually traveled out to these areas so that I could see for myself, just because you don't know who's being frank and who's being just a shade on the bias side. So this is going to be extremely helpful to us, and thank you very much for this. Should be definitely be a part of future projects, and I certainly hope that folks that are presently involved in utilities are involved in construction will voluntarily comply. So thank everyone on staff who has been involved in this.
Thank you. Great comments. One additional question, again, on the timing. Based on when the construction start date, if we're asking for then monthly filings, so is it possible that it may be a month after that construction start date that we'll actually know that date? Or would you see that coming in?
So within the permit compliance checklist, we tried to include the three major dates that we felt as though drove some of these compliance deadlines. You know, at the time, you know, it's an estimate, and those things can move around a little bit. And in future projects, we're going to request that the applicant simply files a letter to the docket within 5 days after a project's constructed, so we know. And that would be helpful for everybody, just in case some of those estimates shift around. Yeah, I mean, the thought process here would be, you know, if project started on April 1st, we'd ask for a report to be due some like 5 days, or, you know, just coming up with a proposal 5 days after the end of the following month. So if the project starts on April 1st, then starting on May 5th, every month until it's completed, file monthly reports. That makes sense.
Yeah, and I think maybe what I wasn't anticipating is, so up until that point, they're going to have an estimated construction start date, so you're going to have a pretty good idea.
I think so. I mean, as we go along, you know, there'll probably be a few things we learn along the way, but that's what we'd think going into the process.
Great. Any additional questions or comments? I'll just echo Mr. Thurber, staff that worked on this. I don't know who was all involved, but I'm very pleased with the product you've come up with. So thank you. Anything else that you need from us, Mr. Thurber?
No, we'll work with the permitted wind facilities on a voluntary basis and keep you posted how that goes.
Perfect. That brings us to public comment. I see no one wishing public comment. And other items for the good of the order.
If I may, as somewhat of a public comment. I just I hope that someone from the news media is listening in today, because I suspect that SPP, certainly MISO, has issued a maximum generation alert because of the potential for too much electricity being used, and it is issued for our area. It includes MDU and OTP and NSP, XL Energy. So be concerned if you're going to be doing some laundry as such. Do it at night, and it's issued until 8 o'clock tonight. This was announced prior to the challenges that we had earlier this year in February, and so folks should turn their air conditioners down when they're not at home, and use what facilities they can in the evening at night.
Thank you, and we certainly, I think by paying heed to Commissioner Hansen's suggestions will prevent us from getting to the point that we ended up with in February during the cold weather event. With that, announcements, next regular meeting will be Tuesday, June 22nd in room 414. Is there a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned.